WHCL, Clinton, New York. That's the continuation of tradition with Dan Levinson's Transatlantic Sextet, and they're playing the music of the Six Brown Brothers. Yes, and Dan Levinson, who I said did occasionally get up to, he got up to an Oneonta at least once that I was at seeing Al at the Seagull, and I know that he used to come up there for lessons from Al, all the way from New York. And you know, you gotta, and Al was the guy to go to for lessons. And there are other amazing students that he had that will continue to bring his music out. And that was Dan Levinson on, well, I don't know who was playing what here, but I'll tell you the members of the band, all playing saxophones. Bob Wilbur, you know who he is, yes, around for a long time. Alex Mendham, Paul Lindemeyer, Nick Payton, Dan Levinson, and Vince Giordano, who plays Monday nights at Sophia's in New York City, so with the Nighthawks. So you got to go there. Yeah. We began with Al and the Bohunks, Out of Nowhere, 1999. And here's a group with Bert Furman's Quintuplets of Swing, but you'll hear lots of Freddie Gardner in here in 1936 on Blue Strings. Thank you. Miguel Galadoro, 1946, playing Zez Confrey's composition, Dizzy Fingers. That was a piano piece, but that didn't stop Al from playing it on the clarinet. And wow, what a sound. What an amazing, what dexterity and tone and just, you know. And that hasn't been heard, as I say, for approximately, probably over 60 years. It may have been played since it was a thesaurus transcription. They might have used it on occasion, but I'm sure it hasn't been heard much since the late 40s. So we're hearing it again tonight on Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior. The Joy of Sax, a tribute to Al Galadoro in commemoration of his 96th birthday anniversary, and that would be tomorrow, June 20th. He would have been 96, and a lot of Al's colleagues tonight too, and so you heard a student earlier, but you'll hear, you know, a lot of people here. Before that, we heard the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, lots of Jimmy in there on sax, by heck, from their World Transcription Series. That was on a Circle CD, 1935, beginning with Bert Furman's Quintuplets of Swing. Nice sound, blue strings, and you heard Freddie Gardner on the clarinet, and that was 1936. Going to continue now with Spike Hughes and his Negro Orchestra, it says here, a group led by Benny Carter, and you'll hear that lovely smooth sound that he had. 1933, Lonesome Nights.
Thank you.
After you've gone, you heard Al right there at the end. He was leading that group. The Soctet, the Sag Soctet, Paul Whiteman's group there. 1939. Before that, also from 1939, Freddie Gardner, Someday, Sweetheart. Yeah. Yep. Recorded in Britain. Beginning with Benny Carter, leading a big band under the nominal name of Spike Hughes and his Negro Orchestra. The nominal name. Let's have a redundancy award, shall we? Lonesome Nights, 1933. Beautiful. I believe that's a Carter composition, too. Very nice. And speaking of Benny Carter, here he is. You'll hear him plentifully on alto and this with the McKinney's Cotton Pickers, John Redman on the vocal. Gee, Ain't I Good to You?
Love makes me treat you the way I do. Say, am I good to you? You know there's nothing too good for a girl, that's true. Oh, baby, you know I'm good to you. Fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring. Big padded coupe, most everything. And it's love makes me treat you the way I do. Oh, baby, ain't I good to you?
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
And that was Al in 1958. And I heard how long he used to practice, and I can believe it. But you get that sound. You get that ability. That was the jig, spelled G-I-G-U-E. That was from the Saxophone Contrasts CD, but it was actually from the Mary album that he did in 1958. Yes, that was Al. Beautiful, beautiful sound. Before that, Jimmy Dorsey playing Oodles of Noodles, the alternate take of that, 1932. But in there, you heard a section, the middle section, which was slower, which Jimmy also used as his theme, Contrasts. And Al played Oodles of Noodles. I might have been on his Manor album, but I have definitely heard an early recording of him playing that. Al and Jimmy, as I say, had a great mutual respect and was very... And I know Al could not talk about Jimmy in later years without tearing up, because that he meant a lot to him. And that's really what we've got here. A lot of mutual respect there. McKinney's Cotton Pickers with Benny Carter on that alto solo. Don Redman vocal. Gee, ain't I good to you? 1929. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. I'm going to continue now with another, the last of the four recordings I have that have not been heard probably in 60 years, from the NBC Thesaurus Transcription Music Hall Varieties. Here's Rudy Weedoff's lovely piece, Vals Vanity, or Vanité. Let's say it properly. 1946. Thank you. And that was Al in 2004 with pianist Lincoln Mayorga playing Galadoro's Serenade for saxophone and piano, written for him by Ferdi Groffé. And I'm sure that was, and this I believe was a world premiere performance. I don't know, it should have been out there a long time, but Al finally got it out there when he was 90 or 91. Lovely, lovely playing. Before that, also beautiful, Valse Vanité. Al in 1946 with an NBC orchestra, probably the NBC group there that was playing in the studio, and for such things, music hall varieties, on a radio transcription, NBC Thesaurus. Continuing now, I thought I'd play a favorite song of Al's, but it's not Al's rendition. Actually, it's by Bert Ambrose, with Sam Brown on the vocal. But Al loved this song and played it a lot toward the end of his life, and I heard him play it several times. In fact, 1932. Masquerade.
Masquerade. If the music halts, dear, then my steer right on. 12 o'clock is chiming on the clock up above. Now if you'll unmask your heart, I love you, love you. Midnight shadows fade, no one left at the masquerade. Everything is through, dear, but my love for you, dear, lives on. Thank you.
And that was Al with, in 1958, playing Earl Hagen's Harlem Nocturne, excuse me. That was one of his favorite pieces. He also recorded that in 1999 with the Bohunks, and loved playing that. I know that at his funeral, the post-funeral reception, one of his young students played that because she said that she had been practicing it and had never gotten a chance to play it for Al, playing his version of that. And that was so moving, and that exists as an online video, but I didn't want to, I felt it was such a private moment, I didn't want to play it on air, but it was very emotional indeed for everybody of us, all of us who were there, his family and his friends and his fans who attended and were able to hear that. Before that, Bert Ambrose with a favorite song of Al's, Masquerade, from 1932. Sam Brown on the vocal from the HMV sessions. And Al was seemingly indefatigable. He was absolutely... I never thought he was going to stop playing. And he would show up, and he would not be feeling well, and he'd get that horn going, and he'd be like a kid, and that was into his 96th year. At the age of 95, he was at his birthday party. He was playing up a storm, and we heard him last. I believe it was July. And Al played his last gig, September 20th of last year, and that was 3 weeks before he died. And he did, in fact, keep playing the horns until the end. And we got to celebrate that. Well, he would have been 96 today, so here's to you, Al. Thank you. I'm Andy Sr., this is Radiola, and we're going to finish with another very favorite tune of Al Galadoro's, again played by a contemporary band of one the tune was popular in this country. This is from a 78. Victor Young's Brunswick Orchestra. Maybe Jimmy Dorsey's in here. I think he might be. Dick Robertson on the vocal. In 1931, The Hour of Parting.
Song we heard when I met you. Love, it was a night of romance that all began with a dance I never will forget. A dreamy tango, I still hear them playing. Tango, they played while we two were saying love. We know that love cannot die, but now we're saying goodbye. The parting hour is here.
Thank you.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.